Lift your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you. That is how we feel about helping us to see the very last day of 2023. We are coming back later, Lord, in the night for another appointment for crossover. But we wanted to celebrate it small before the midnight. We glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Shake three hands and tell them congratulations. And then you might be seated. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. In Jesus' precious name. Welcome everyone to this exciting moment in God's presence. And I believe our lives will never be the same. What you will hear today, and when you hear concluding instructions or beginning instructions, are instructions never to play with. In the village in those days, your father calls you, maybe sometime late in the night, or very early in the morning, parents. He says, I have something very important to tell you. It's not normally in the heat of the day, it's not in the daytime. It's normally in the middle, in the night, dawn, first thing in the morning. So today, we are here for very, very strategic concluding instructions. So I am speaking on the subject preparing for the morning, in bracket, day. Preparing for the morning, preparing for the day. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 5, the Bible said, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Our objective in this study is to understand what it takes to prepare for the beginning of a new day, which literally is the beginning of a new year, the beginning of a new day slash year. By way of introduction, it's important that we all know, and there's no need to say, that we are in the evening of a passing year. Actually, in the night of a passing year. If January is considered morning, December will be considered evening, and December 31st will literally be considered like the night time of a year that is passing. As it is well known, the best time to prepare for a day is not when the day has arrived. The best time to prepare for a day is before the day arrives. You identify and orchestrate the day's work before the day arrives. Anybody who wakes up in a day and doesn't know what to do with that day is an unserious entity, a failure waiting to happen. You don't prepare for war at the sight of war. You prepare for war before war arrives. You don't prepare for rain at the gathering of a cloud. You prepare for rain before the rain cloud gathered. The woman does not prepare for delivery in the labor room. She already prepared. The pregnancy gave her and her husband 9 months notice. And she has to buy all the things, the baby things, the olive oil and all the things and everything that needs to be bought in preparation for delivery. When you see a man running up and down while the woman is in labor room, looking for money for the hospital bill, looking for money for baby things, that is a misman. I don't have any pity for such a man. Because even if he needed to do laborer's job to prepare for the arrival of a new baby, he should have done. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That is how it is regarding the arrival of a new day or a new year. How many of you know that it is interesting to note that God's day begins in the evening? If you go through consistently Genesis chapter 1 verse 5 and all the way throughout that Genesis, the evening and the morning were the first day. So God begins the day from the evening. He begins to handle the day from the evening. He begins to get set for the day in the evening. And now, what I'm going to say is going to be parallel, both for the preparation of a new day and the preparation for a new year. Now we are in the evening of 2023. We are in the evening of a passing year. What do I do before the morning, which is just tomorrow? Tomorrow is 1st of January. Give the Lord a praise. How do I prepare for the morning, for the day, and for the year to come? Number one, you prepare by one, appreciating God for His goodness and mercies in the passing day or year. You appreciate God for His goodness and His mercies in the passing day or year. And you do that preferably in the night or in the evening or in the conclusion of the day or the year before the next day arrives. Am I communicating? If you look at the Genesis chapter 1 verse 4 and 5 where we read, before God could declare the day, He said, and God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Before God could declare the day, He had to identify what was good. Before He could say, this is the second day, He would see what He saw that was good in the first day. Before He could arrive at the third day, He would see what was good in the second day. Before He could arrive at the fourth day, He would see what was good in the second day. In Psalm 92 and in verse 1 and 2, He said, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. That is, this is the night time of a concluding year. What faithfulness have I seen throughout the year from January till now? And to show forth thy faithfulness every night. There is something we call spiritual stock taking. Today is the day to take the stock for the year. Things to appreciate for. Things to be grateful for. In 2023. Don't ever allow the devil to fixate you on the things that didn't work, on the expectations that did not turn out, on the negativities that may have crossed your path. Beloved, I just told you now, how many people saw January 1st this year that has seen December 31st? Of the same year. Was it because you were more educated, or more anointed, or more talented, or more prayerful, or because you are more connected, or because you were wiser, or because you took better decisions. Some people traveled the road you traveled. Just 30 minutes before you passed, and they died on the same road. And here you are alive. That devil is a bastard liar. He wants to cause you depression. He wants to cause you discouragement. He wants to cause you frustration that you are at the end of the year and this has not happened and that has not happened. Show the devil the things that have happened. Is somebody here giving him the shout of praise? To him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Listen to this. It doesn't matter how bad life is. There is always something to thank God for. I have said many, many times, look at the testimonies we heard just now. See that lady with the crocodile skin. See how crippled and paralyzed and dejected she was. Just imagine the pain she went through. What did she do to go through that? What did you do differently that made you not to go through that? Anywhere you are per time is somebody's prayer request. It doesn't matter how good or how you think it is. Anywhere you are per time is, I've said that over and over, is somebody's prayer request. Your current position is somebody's future expectation. Somebody here today. So, between now and the night time, when we are back for the crossover, one of the major assignments you'll be doing is to be taking your spiritual stock. Appreciations for yourself. Appreciations for your family, your children, your loved ones. Appreciating God for having hope in the kind of destructive and devastating condition we find ourselves in, a nation such as this. There are those who don't have hope at all. They can't smile, they can't laugh because they don't have God. See how you are seated in dignity, beautiful, colorful, celebrating because you have God and you have hope. Shout the loudest amen. How do we prepare for the morning? By appreciating God for His goodness and mercies in the passing day or year. Number two, identifying what needs to be done in the morning, that is new day or new year. That is, we are in the night now, the very tail end of a year. Before that year arrives, we identify what needs to be done in the morning, the new day or new year. Now we know that the evening or the night, listen to this, is the best time to plan for the day. Somebody may take this and run with it for the rest of your life. That before you go to bed in the night, identify what you are waking up in the morning to do. Maybe the best time to do a to-do list is not the morning of the day, it's the night before the day arrives. And probably you can add to that list in the morning the things you forgot to put in the night. Identifying what needs to be done. Malachi, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me on the tower. And I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm approved. And the Lord answered me and said, write a vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run circumvented it. Identified. Now, what is the implication of this? First, identify where you want to direct the most of your life's energy, resources, time, ability, potentials, mantle. Where is it that you want to direct your life's energy, life's resources, life's time, life's ability, potentials, mantle? In this coming year, or day, the coming day, or year, for maximum productivity. Means also, second, identify what constitutes the necessities and priorities of your life. The necessities and priorities of your life and destiny. What is it that is necessary? What is it that is a priority of your life and destiny in the coming day, in the coming year? And that begins with spiritual necessities and priorities. The spiritual must be placed ahead of the physical. In Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 33, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What is it that constitutes your spiritual necessities and priorities? This must be identified. Listen to this. An unplanned day or year must end as an unprofitable day, unprofitable year. An unplanned day, an unplanned year is an unprofitable day, is an unprofitable year. Why? Because you cannot find what you cannot define. You can't find what you cannot define. You can't possess what you cannot pursue. This is very important. Again, before the year arrives, before the day arrives, is the best time. To get this done. Somebody say it loud, amen. Are you ready for number three? So how do you prepare for the morning? One, by appreciating God for his goodness and mercies in the passing year. Number two, identifying what needs to be done in the morning. What do you do? What am I doing tomorrow? What am I doing in this coming year? Number three, this is very critical. Refusing to be discouraged about unfinished pursuits in the passing day or year. By refusing to be discouraged about unfinished pursuits in the passing day or year. Without any doubt, there will be things that you were pursuing. Without any doubt, there are expectations that you had. But you entered a new day by making up your mind never to be discouraged about the task of yesterday that couldn't finish. You entered the year making up your mind about the agenda of the previous year that couldn't be finished. Listen to this. Many times in my life, If I have a lot of things to do today, and I could not finish it today, or if I realize that I slept more than I should have slept, and didn't study as I should, or pray as I should, the next day pays for it. The next day answers for it. The next day recovers it. I am saying this because some people think that the end of the day is the end of the game. No, the end of the day is not the end of the game. And the end of the year is not the end of the game. There are games that couldn't finish today that continues tomorrow. I don't know if this that I am saying right now is making sense to anybody. Let me give you various illustrations. How many of you know that the Almighty God as powerful, that the Almighty God is the most powerful entity in the whole universe? Anybody? Is that confirmed? Yet, He didn't finish the world in one day. He created the earth in a day. The things that couldn't finish, He continued the next day. The ones that couldn't finish in the second day, He continued the third day. What couldn't be finished in the third day, He continued the fourth day. What couldn't be finished in the fourth day, He continued in the fifth day. What couldn't be finished in the fifth day, He continued in the sixth day. And as He concluded on the sixth day, He rested on the seventh day. If God, as big as He is, could continue to walk from day to day, what makes you think that you failed because you didn't finish something in one day? What makes you think that you failed because certain things in a particular year did not get concluded or completed? Look at your neighbor, say, refuse to be discouraged about the pursuits that are yet to be concluded. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? You remember Naaman the Syrian? Elisha sent him to the river of Jordan. When Naaman came, big man, chief of defense staff, chief of army staff, he expected the man of God to come and respect him and say, "You are welcome, sir." The man of God couldn't even see his face. He sent a servant, "Go and tell him, I'm neither interested in his prestige or in his prosperity. I am only interested in his liberty. Tell him he should go to the river of Jordan and dip himself seven times and he will be clean." The man got angry. "How should he treat me like this? Does he know the number of people that are answerable to me? If I am looking for water to swim in, we have Abana and Pathar rivers of Damascus. They are cleaner than River Jordan, dirty River Jordan." His servant said, "If he asked you to do something bigger, would you have done it?" He went and dipped himself once. No change. Second, no change. Third, no change. Fourth, no change. Fifth, the skin was as leprous as leprosy. Sixth time, "Oh boy, nothing to change, oh." But he stepped in the seventh time. Beloved, if he didn't change the first time, go again another time. If your story does not change one day, move again to the next day. If it doesn't change in one year, go forward into the next year. Is God speaking to somebody? Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, "I will keep at it."
until everything changes. Because something must change.
Wow. If this is all that you heard in church today, you have heard too much. When they went around the wall of Jericho, first time it didn't come down. Second time it didn't come down. Third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time. Then on the seventh day, they went seven times. Allah, 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 Allah. That was when it collapsed. There are efforts you are making now that is not producing effect. Not because it is wasted, but because it is being submitted. Am I communicating at all? At times it takes the synergy of energy. Your energy is just synergizing. You are just wrapping the mantles together. The effect is just multiplying until the day of explosion. Did you hear what I just said? Take your seat. Now, let me say this to you, and that can settle somebody. Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and the fig tree didn't produce result the same day. He saw a fig having leaves. He wanted to eat the fruit of the fig. He came, but there was no solution. No fruit. He said, let no man eat fruit of you from this day forward. In other words, I dry you up. But the leaf was still intact. Fruit were still on it until the following day. Mark chapter 11 verse 20. When Peter was calling to remembrance, and in the morning, not in the night, not yesterday, the next day, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree you cursed, that you cursed before, is withering away now. This is the conclusion. There are efforts of today that only produces effect in tomorrow. Spiritual effort, prayer effort, prophetic effort, declaration effort, investment effort that produce not immediately, but eventually. Not immediately, but ultimately. This should sort out somebody. And I believe there is somebody seated here now. Your effort of years is producing result in today. If there's anybody anywhere, shout the loudest, amen. If there is anybody anywhere hearing me, shout the loudest, amen. If there is anybody anywhere, shout the loudest, amen. If the writer say, I am not wasting my time. I am not wasting my effort. I am not wasting my energy. Something is happening. Now, I've said this before, but I want to say it again. The fig tree did not dry from the fruit. It didn't dry from the leaves. It dried from the roots. The root is the place you don't see. In the realm where you see nothing, something is already happening. In response to your prayer, in response to your faithfulness to God, in response to your commitment in church, in the realm where you see nothing, something is already happening. There is divine activity
beyond human visibility, where you release commitment. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the loud must say amen. Look at him and say, keep at it. What was not finished yesterday, continue today. And if it doesn't get completed today, continue tomorrow. It must be completed. Many years ago, I came across the story of the Chinese bamboo, as documented by John Mason in the book titled The Enemy Called Average. He said that the Chinese bamboo is a tree, a bamboo tree, that once planted need to be watered daily. For 5 years, every day, you water it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every day, every month, for 5 years. Without fail. When it is exactly the 5th year, by the time you are watering it, it is still on the ground like a dwarf. But you water it daily for 5 years. In the 5th year, exactly the 5th year, the bamboo will grow by 90 feet under 5 weeks. 90 feet is like 2 trailers height under 5 weeks. But this is how interesting it is. He said, if the watering process stopped, even for one day, when it is 5 years, you won't experience the growth. So it didn't grow in 5 weeks. It grew in 5 years, 5 weeks. The effort of the first day counted. And the effort of the 3rd year counted. And the effort of the 5th year counted. I don't know who God is speaking to, but you are not wasting your life. You are not wasting your effort. You are not wasting your prayer. You are not wasting your commitment. You are not wasting your faithfulness. Shout the loudest amen. Evan Roberts prayed for 13 years before the revival in Wales happened. Evan Roberts, Charles William D. Seymour, J. Seymour, prayed for 5.5 years. And then increased the prayer again by 2 more hours to 7.5 years before the Azusa Street Revival happened. The things that are not finished today continue tomorrow. Am I communicating? If there are things you identified for 2023 that were not completed, don't just knock them off and start brand new things afresh. Whatever is to be started, as far as you know God wants you to do those things, is to be started in continuation with where you stopped last year. Are you receiving wisdom free of charge? Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I shall not be discouraged. I shall not be discouraged by any uncompleted project or agenda of my life. I shall not be discouraged by unfinished pursuits of the passing year. Wherever I stop this year, I shall continue to fire more. Somebody say, I shall continue to fire more. I will fire more prayers, fire more worship, fire more fasting, fire more evangelism, and everything must break in my favor in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Be seated. Hallelujah. Can I continue? Have you received anything so far? Fourthly, how do you
prepare for the new, for the morning, the new day or the new year. You prepare number five, four by five, four. Entering into the day or year, unburdened. With the baggages of the passing day or year, unburdened, uncluttered, unloaded, unburdened with of the baggages. Important of the baggages of the passing day or year. Listen to this on a general note. To have a productive day, you must have a restful night. Is that right? To have a productive day, you must have a restful night. You can't have sleepless, restless, stressful night and end with a productive, successful day. Say that again. You can't have a restless, sleepless, stressful night and have a truly successful and productive day. It is difficult. If you want to inhale fully, when you say taking a deep breath, if you want to do that, you must exhale fully. You must bring all the breath out as much as possible to be able to take as much breath in as you can. If you want the vehicle to carry new load, you must offload old load. Let him that have ears hear. What are we talking about? The reason why we rest at night is so we can be useful in the day. I like you to step into a coming year rested. Not rested necessarily of sleep, but rest mentally, emotionally, psychologically. What is the meaning of that? First, unwind. Download all stress. All distress. Stress, download it, unwind. All stress, all distress of the passing year, passing day. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 2 and in, from verse 12, all the way to verse 14, he said, wherefore my beloved, 3:12. Not as though I had already attained, either way already perfect, but I follow after. Is that I may apprehend that of which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Offload, download all stress, distress of the passing day or passing year. Secondly, it means release all pain and all hurt, painful, hurtful experiences of the past year. Release them. Refuse to allow them to walk with you into another year. Let the year pass with its pain. Let the year end with its hurt. This is very, very important. Because people carry baggages from year to year.
2023 dealt with me, oh.
And they are talking about this by September 2024. They are still talking about this. You cannot walk backward into the future. If you don't allow the past to pass, you pass with the past. There is no future in the past. Don't forget. You cannot walk backward into the future. If you don't allow the past to pass, you pass with the past. Focus on the past makes a person to be history while he's alive. You can't do it, ask God to help you. Let the pains of the past, if you can follow this key, you will be shocked at how you will walk into a new year with springs under your feet. Is that number the third thing that it means? A, B, C. I thought I was on the same page with the media. First, it means unwind, download all distress and stress. Then, release all hurt and pain of the passing year. Thirdly, forgive yourself for failed opportunities or missed openings by your own doing, maybe. Opportunities you missed. Openings that you missed. Don't lament what you can't amend. Don't perish with milk that has poured. Am I communicating at all? Oh yes, one door is closed. A door came against you, but other seven doors are opening. It shall come against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Come against you means the door was locked against you, but another door, seven others flee before you. Somebody say loud amen. And as you forgive yourself, we just saw the seed of destiny. Fourthly, forgive anyone that you must release in order to advance. Until you let go of the past, you don't lay hold of the future. Until you let go of the past, you don't lay hold of the future. Forgive. Husband, wife. Number five. Are you ready for this? Give the new year, the new day, and that is the new year, the chance to deliver expected results. Give it the chance. Give the new day, give the new year the chance. Don't suspect the year before it arrives. That was how my life was last year. 2021 was the same. 2022 was the same. 2023 was the same. Well, I'm used to it. And most people, it's according to your faith, it is unto you. Give the new day, give the new year, the chance to deliver expected results. Never enter into the year with the mentality of another year has come. It will be the same. That will never be your portion. Can I hear louder? Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen. Can I hear the loudest? Amen. Is there somebody who received something so far? What are the four things you are to do with the money? One, appreciate God for his goodness and mercies in the passing day or year. Number two, identify what needs to be done in the morning, that is in the new day or the new year. These are assignments that you are to carry out before the crossover night tonight. Number three, refuse to be discouraged about unfinished pursuits in the passing day or year. The summary of it is, where you stopped this year, continue next year. Pastors, where you stopped in church planting project, continue next year. Where you stopped in your personal agenda with God, continue next year. Number four, enter into the day or the year unburdened. Download the baggages. Breathe out fully. Release it out fully. So you can breathe in fully. Somebody say a loud amen. Number five, how do you prepare for the morning? You prepare, number five, by five, commanding and directing the morning, the day or the year at the place of prayer. By commanding and directing the morning. When we talk about the morning, we are talking about the day or the year at the place of prayer. Job chapter 38 verse 12. He said, hast thou, 38 verse 12, hast thou commanded the morning since thy days? You rush too fast, I haven't finished reading yet. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? So you do it at the place of prayer. You direct the morning. Job said it. Abraham did it. Genesis chapter 19 verse 27. And in Abraham got up early in the morning, just far before the day, to the place where he stood before the Lord. The master practiced it. Mark chapter 1 verse 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, a great while, maybe 3 a.m., maybe 12 midnight, before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. What are we talking about? First, you command the day and order the day to know its place. You command the day or the year, ordering it to know its place. Ordering it to know its place. You command the day, you order the day, order the year to know its place. Second, you refuse to allow the day or the year to go in any direction it wants. You refuse it. This new day, you can't go how you want. This new year, you can't behave how you want. You refuse it. To allow the day, to allow the year to go how it wants. You refuse. Thirdly, it's almost like the second. You refuse to allow the day to proceed at random. You refuse to allow the day or the year to chance. You refuse to allow the day or the year to proceed at random. You refuse to allow the day. You refuse to leave the day to chance. Hast thou commanded the day? Well, now consistently, that man that came on the road with his head from a moving vehicle would have been long forgotten. But the night before that happened, every altar of death at the commanding the day prayer, every grave dog for you is closed. That is, that devil was deprived of his power before he manifested. And tonight, it is not just a commanding the day, it is a commanding the year. Crossover starts by 8, and we proceed until by the time it is 11:30, we begin to deal deadly blows to altars, to ancient powers, to demonic projections and prognostications. What they have predetermined ahead, we give them a knockout before we meet it. If a child said a mother should not sleep, that child needs to be awake to fulfill that vision. If mama must not sleep, it's a vision. Say, baby, what is your vision? My mother must not sleep tonight. Is it all right? Baby, how do you intend to achieve that vision? You have to be awake. The devil that will not allow you to rest will be roasted in pieces this year. The witch and the wizard that will not allow you to rest will be roasted in pieces. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud most amen. All roads lead to the glory dome and all our locations outside the city especially. And all of those who are in Abuja here, find your way to the glory dome and let's overflow everywhere. All the newcomers and those who are not familiar or similar with what is going on in the church can fill up the satellite locations and the places. Am I communicating at all? The same with the first Sunday of the year, coming Sunday. We charge up the place and then declare the year open with the first Sunday message. Somebody say, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Lift your right hand and say, my year cannot go the way it wants. My year shall be controlled, shall be coordinated, shall be directed at the place of prayer today. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Finally, how do you prepare for the morning? How do you prepare for the day? How do you prepare for the year? Especially in the night, in the evening. The evening time before the day breaks. The last few days of the year before the new year arrives. It is by 6, receiving and accessing instructions. From the Almighty. Accessing instructions. And these instructions, you can qualify it, instructions at night from the Almighty. Why do I say at night? Just before the day breaks, just before the year happens. And scriptures made it clear. Job spoke about instructions in the night. In Job chapter 33 and in verse 14. Job 33 verse 14 all the way to verse 18. He said, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. When? In a dream. In a vision of the night. When deep sleep falleth upon men. In slumberings upon the bed. Then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction. For what purpose? That he may withdraw man from his purpose. The man says this is his agenda, but God knows that is not a good agenda. To withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. So that he can keep back the soul of the man who received instruction from the pit. And to deliver his life from perishing by the sword. Hallelujah. Job spoke about it. David spoke about instructions in the night. Psalm 16 verse 7. He said, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, my reins, my spirit, my inward man, also instruct me in the night seasons. What time are we in 2023? What time of the day is 2023 now? 31st December. We are in the night of it. So we are well positioned for instruction. Well qualified for direction. And finally, Isaiah spoke about it in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to verse 30. He said, you shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Someone say a loud amen. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. What do we need instructions for ahead of the next day? First, to discover divine purpose for our lives in the coming day or year. To discover divine purpose for our lives. Where does God want us to pour our energy? What does he want me to emphasize? Pastor, church member, what is God saying to me for this coming year? What am I hearing? Second, to deliver man from destructive directions. It delivers you from the road you shouldn't follow. Distractions, destructive directions. It will let you know friends that are not to be called friends. They are to be people you just know. It will let you know businesses to withdraw your money from. That will occasion losses if you remain there. He may let you know where to park out from. Hello? Thirdly, he will speak to you concerning the coming year, thirdly, to rescue from destruction. He rescues you from destruction. So that man does not go into the pit. To rescue from destruction. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are ways of destruction. So my beloved son, my beloved daughter, my beloved child, this coming year, before you embark on any major trip, ask me. So between now and crossover time, it's very, very sensitive and crucial time. Don't while it away. Be in the spirit. Surround yourself with worship. Pray abundantly in the spirit. Any scripture that occurs to you, open it and read it. Don't just read the verse, read the whole of the passage. Within that vicinity and periphery, there is a word coming for you. And if in the course of pray, you got tired and felt sleepy, flow. In that little sleep, there may be light. In that sleep or awake junction, half asleep, half awake. How many of you know that junction? It's a junction where a lot of things can happen. Trances. Am I communicating? But today is a new day. If you place the title of a book in your heart, open it
You may not be able to finish a whole book between now and the evening, but maybe a chapter, maybe a segment can have a word that will bring you light. But don't enter the new day or the new year until the things we mentioned happens with you. Can we go over it one more time? If I am to prepare, what do I do? Number one, appreciate God for His goodness and mercies in the passing day and this passing year. Number two, identify what needs to be done in this new year I'm entering, this new day. Number three, refuse to be discouraged about unfinished pursuits of this year that is passing. Number four, enter into the day unburdened. Pass the burden. Let the things of the past pass. Number five, command and direct the day at the place of prayer, which we shall be doing in the night. Number six, receive and access divine directions and instructions from the Almighty at the place of prayer. Somebody is blessed. Who is that? Stand on your feet and shout of praise. Alright, take your seat one more. Take your seat one time. Take your seat one time so you can shout it well. I believe that somebody is blessed. Somebody is unusually blessed. And if you are the one that is unusually blessed, stand on your feet and shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. The first one, we can do it in the church briefly, but we'll do it majorly in the night. And that is the Thanksgiving. And after the Thanksgiving, we'll do some praise. The balance of it will be released so that we can return back in the night and have a most explosive time. Now, you are coming with a list in the evening. A thank you list. A spiritual stock taking list. Number one, I remember on that road that time, they said there were killers on the road. We came, we passed, nothing happened. Number two, I had an attack of disease in the night. God delivered my life. Number three, you just write as many as you can. If there is a brother, a sister, a relation of yours that God delivered and gave a testimony, write their own on your list too. Thank God for somebody's breakthrough. But before we do that, all the general things you can remember now. Gift of life, gift of breath, gift of health, preservation, gift of salvation, the privilege of knowing God, the privilege of being taught, being pastored, being instructed, being directed, being covered. Or you don't think it's a good thing to thank God for? There are many people who would have gone since, if not for God. I was in Makurdi for a program when they said that one of us standing near me right here was in the National Hospital. Sudden tumor in the abdomen. When they went in, they said it was cancerous. That devil is a bastard. Drove straight, didn't branch anywhere. Went straight to that hospital. Laid hands. Cursed and killed that devil. Shortly, biopsy result and other things began to confirm. It looks like something has changed. This is not like what we saw. Alive, well, today. About 23 years ago, I drove all the way 5 hours. Thank God for His mercy and love. For one call. Terminal situation. Terminal diagnosis. And I looked at the person and I said, you are not dying. You cannot die. Doctors have said it. But you live. I prayed on the oil. Long story made short. 20 something years later, that terminal affliction is terminated. Person is alive and well in service now. Here.
And he said to me, he said, that oil you gave me 24 years ago has not finished. He said, when it is going down, I top it. Hallelujah. Why won't we thank the Lord? If only you knew how many devils are angry that you are still alive. Because what they planned couldn't work. What they thought they had finished couldn't finish. Somebody told me a story yesterday. Terrible story. High ranking person in office. He went to an occasion. And they said to him, this is your seat. He said to them, why are you particularly saying this is my seat? Why are you identifying my own seat in particular? He said, this is your seat. So he asked his orderly to remove that seat and replace it with the same kind of seat type and put it there. He sat down. Then he was invited by his superior officer for an assignment. He stepped in there. Before he could return back, they have changed the seat and brought back the same seat. We thought his orderly followed him, and anybody who should have watched followed him, they changed it. As soon as he sat down on the seat, they carried him. Literally lifeless, no pulse. Rushed him straight to the hospital. Doctor, female doctor. He said the female doctor literally lost her dignity that day. Almost threw all her cloth off. Put his head in between her legs. Trying to find pulse. Reached the hospital. They did everything. Pulse returned back. He came alive. When they returned later on to see the arrangement, his orderly says, sir, this seat that we removed is the same seat they brought back. He sacked everybody around his vicinity who organized that arrangement. Then high powers began to call him. Why did you sack the people? See, there are people who are shocked that you are alive. That is, despite what we did, this man is still walking. If you know what God has saved you from, you won't be angry with God at all. You will be praising God all the days of your life. People are wicked, oh. That is, you put death on the chair and say, man, sit down. He sits on it and literally dies on the spot. You will fulfill your days. Every such pit they have dug for you, those who dug it shall fall into it. Use 3 minutes. We are going to do this again in the night. Just do preliminary one now. To thank the Lord for whatever you can thank God for. Then we'll use 7 minutes for praise. And if you want to have one or two testimonies, we'll take them at that time. And then we are through. We should be through in the next 15 minutes at the most. In the next hour, which is like 11. Now go ahead and appreciate God. Just go ahead and speak to God. Worship Him. Honor Him. Thank Him. Anything you can thank God for this year, this passing year, the gift of life, the gift of health, mercy, grace. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has heard and the Lord has answered us. In Jesus' name.